That isn't cranberry sauce, Artie.
Good!
Go on, Carlos.
Get up! Pale!
You're listening to the 2B Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, featuring hosts Super Marcy.
Hey everybody, remember to put a condom on your computer.
Feed the Terrible Australian.
That dude sounds like Charles Bronson!
And Professor Batch.
She wants the revenge for the ones that took her bananas.
This podcast contains explicit language.
No, he said it all love, so that way when he, you know...
Yes. Allegedly.
Adult themes.
It just wants to go down.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com and you can show your support and get exclusive content at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
My son just escaped from his school.
I got molested in a little boy's room. Hands off my treasure, Bosun Moon.
Hello and welcome everybody to the 2B Tuesdays podcast. The wonderful podcast hosted by two Australians and one Canadian, making us the number one 2B podcast that does that. I'm your host, Super Marcy, and this is episode 83 and also my pick of film for Spooky Month. So welcome one and all. If this is your first time listening, welcome. I hope you enjoy your stay with us for this episode. Please welcome my other two co-hosts. First up is the Terrible Australian himself. He is Bede Jermaine. Hello, Bede. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Marcy. How are you?
Not too bad. Just the Melbourne weather has been horrendous. It's felt like, you know, biblical times with the rain.
Indeed, because we had like a massive amount of rain the last two days, mm-hmm. and there's supposed to be more, or at least coming today, at least at the time of this recording. So definitely is, and it's flooding weather too, so definitely some parts of where we are have been flooded at the moment.
Yeah.
Luckily, nowhere around where I am, thank goodness.
I'm not flooded either, thanks for asking. anyway... And enough about Melbourne's shitty weather. Please welcome Indeed. Our other co-host, who's not in Australia. He is in Canada. that was fantastic, Marcy. Please welcome Professor Science Batch.
All I'm saying, the weather in 2 days in Canada better be friggin' good. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
Indeed. Yes. Indeed. Yeah. Because somebody we know on this show is meant to be getting married tomorrow at the time of this recording.
Craven's getting married by Louise Lasser. She's going to have a shotgun wedding.
Indeed. It's going to be a total shotgun wedding. And I'm going to say it right now, that upcoming movie with J-Lo that happens to be called Shotgun Wedding is based on the wedding between Louise and Craven.
More like give me a shotgun to get her away from me.
Yeesh.
Oh, jeez. But anyways, though, but Marcy, since it is Spooky Month, what is your pick for this month?
Yes, so scrolling Tubi as I normally do, I thought, you know what, let's do something I haven't seen this film for quite some time, so I'm hoping I remember it being a fun movie, so let's hope that's the case. We are watching today Frankenhooker.
From Frank, director Frank
That's an interesting last name.
Yes. Frank Hallenlotter, I should say.
Yeah.
And this is our second film we've done of his, because we did Basket Case, which was, I believe, your pick back on episode 4 of this show.
Something like that. It was a long time ago. Yeah.
Indeed.
So it goes full circle. So yes, today we are watching Frankenhooker, which... as far as I know, is available on Tubi everywhere. So you just head to tubitv.com if you want to check out all the Tubi goodness. It's for free. You don't even need to sign up to watch their services. Signing up means you just save the stuff you're watching, like in your lists and whatever, and they just send you emails every so often, and that's about it.
Indeed.
So you wake up, when you wake up from being blacked out the night before, you can see, what the fuck was I watching?
Exactly. That's worth signing up for. And it's still, it's, yeah, totally free streaming service, people. Bede, this is, yes, your job of the podcast, so...
Indeed. Well, of course, for all those out there who never listened to our previous episodes of the 2B Tuesdays podcast before, first of all, how dare you? But what you need to do is look for the film Frankenhooker on Tubi, and as Marcy said, it's currently playing everywhere on Tubi across the world, so it should be easy to find. And we're going to be playing the film from the very start, so I'll count us down from five, and when I say go, that's when you play the movie, and then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. But since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion, so whenever an ad does pop up, we shout out ad, and that way you can pause the film. And when the ad is finished, we'll let you know. But we'll also make sure to give timestamps as well, so we can all still be in sync. But if you're not interested in watching Frankenhooker, you can... if you're not interested in watching Frankenhooker, I'm pretty sure the episode it's on its own will still be a fun listen to regardless. So...
This is a weird show. This is a weird podcast. So
it really is.
This is a weird show. It is a very weird show.
It really is. It really is.
But somehow we still managed to make it work. Mm-hmm. But Marcy and Batch, are you ready to do some picking up of Frankenhooker in Frankenhooker?
Sure.
I didn't know where I was going to go with that, so...
I have no idea either, Bede.
Yeah, I didn't want to make it sound problematic, so I tried to find the tamest version I possibly can. But anyways...
You can't be tame on this show. Have you not listened to the last 80-some episodes?
Exactly. So let's do this. I'll count us down from five, and when I say go, we play the film in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
And we're off. To
it's a palm tree in front of a building.
Shapiro Glickenhaus Entertainment, apparently.
Never heard of him. Ah, it's an eyeball. Watch my hand
now. Why are we seeing an eyeball?
Watch the hand. That's everyone's. That eyeball is similar to everyone's eyes when they were watching Hell of the Living Dead earlier this year.
Yeah, it was. And probably Mr. Jingles as well.
And that guy,
we don't talk about Mr. Jingles.
Except every episode.
Hey, Marcy, that guy just yelling, come on, do something. That's us every time we watch a Bruno Mattei movie. Come on, pretty much. Do something.
This is very reminiscent of the end of Tammy and the T-Rex.
It kind of is.
Isn't this the alien from, or that thing that Steven Seagal in a jar?
Yes!
From that shit in tweet?
It is. We found, a connection with a previous film. So we know what happened to the creature in a jar, because it ended up here in Frankenhooker. Mm. Like, it's too early to find out how we can connect this back to our previous film, Hatchet, so we may have to still watch the film to find out.
Mm.
Jaffra! Well, this woman doesn't seem too bothered that this guy is working on a brain with a bloody eyeball sticking out of it in a jar.
And the ketchup was in amongst all these things?
Yes.
Did somebody say Hatchet? It's me, Sensitive Crowley!
hello, Sensitive Victor Crowley.
Oh, I just want to give... Oh, yeah, a great big hug!
You're not going to give us too much of a big hug that our heads explode, will you, Sensitive Victor Crowley?
That's what I mean by a great big hug!
Oh, no. I'll be losing all my limbs.
There's a lot of Pepsi in this thing.
There's a lot of big pretzels, too.
Oh, I want a pretzel.
I know, I want pretzels now.
It's a pretzel party.
Bede, how much for that jumpsuit outfit that pretzel lady's holding?
Well, there's only like 3 more subscribers. Hello. Look at this woman.
Hello, nurse.
She's kind of going, almost like booby fair, but like her top is not even like...
I feel like she's ready to say, do you like what you see?
I like what I see.
What's up with her hair?
I've seen this... I don't know. One thing I do, I've seen this movie before, Marcy.
Yes.
What I do like about this movie, it's the beginning, it's like you think... Oh, this Jeffrey guy, who's our main character, is like working on some brain with an eyeball in a jar in in his house. Yet everyone is fully aware of that, and he like has done experiments on these people.
Mm-hmm.
And done operations on them too.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna get married because we live in New York. What are you talking about? That eyeball's looking
at
us.
Yeah, I haven't actually seen this for ages.
Marcy, it's looking at me.
It's trying to make you angry horny, but you already are.
About to say, like, he's not angry or horny yet.
Yeah, exactly. It's so weird that The Brain in a Jar ended up in this movie.
It's so weird that it's not wearing the wig.
Mm.
Indeed. Although she's wearing, has hair that looks like the wig from Ninja Terminator.
Mm.
Oh, honey, what have I told you? You shouldn't be playing with your brains in jars inside the house while people are over.
Yeah, for real.
Your coleslaw! Whoa.
Don't get the brains in the coleslaw.
This feels like, oh, what's that movie? The Stepford Wives.
It does. Holy shit, she's got junk in her trunk.
That's why I wanted you to wear that outfit.
That is, I think she stole Craig Sheffer's pillow bump from Voyage of the Rocket.
Yes!
No way, that butt looks natural.
No, it looks wrong. It looks like she's puffed up. Yeah. Oh my god, is that the lawnmower from the actual Lawnmower Man story?
It kind of does. Okay, everybody, we're going to be starring in a faithful adaptation of a Stephen King story.
Do you know who the guy looks like?
He kind of looks like, I know I've seen him in other stuff before, but he kind of looks like Tim Allen's character's brother in Home Improvement.
This is about to escalate quickly, isn't it?
Oh, it is. What they don't realize is Victor Crowley actually created that lawnmower. Ew!
That gnome
got bodily fluid.
That gnome had one day left to retirement.
Now there's blood on the gnome.
Blood on the gnome.
Hashtag blood on a gnome.
Isn't that how they became sentient?
Yes.
I reckon you should have that option in Power Wash Simulator because there's gnomes everywhere in that game.
Yes. Now, the movie is called Frankenhooker, but if this movie came out today, it'd be Franken Sex Worker, thank you very much.
Or Franken Escort.
Yes.
I mean, something.
Okay. Okay, this is Franken Helen Lotter writing the script to this movie.
Yeah, pretty much. This is how we tie all our movies together and create the Tubi Cinematic Universe.
It is! This is our big map of how we tie every movie together this phase.
Someone still needs to make, like, as, like, an art project of how all the movies link together in a map like this.
Indeed. If any of our listeners are listening right now, definitely do that, because we want to see somebody's, like, interpretation of phase two of this show so far.
Because clearly we can't be bothered.
I mean, I've kind of basically had the whole thing in my head, so I may have to do it at the very last episode of this year.
So I imagine this ties into the LA Wars. Dear Lord, this is Louise Lasser. I mean,
can somebody say Louise Lasser? Hello, everybody.
Oh, God.
Why are you in this
movie?
Oh,
wait a minute. It's too early for me to show up, so I'll come back in a few minutes. Bye.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. This ties in with the LA Wars because Frankenhooker was meant to be a peace offering.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Mm.
Oh, booby fair.
Actually, too you soon. Know what?
Too soon?
Too soon.
It's picture booby fair.
It actually, looked like he was going to draw boobies.
Actually, you know what? I think I figured out the connection.
To Hatchet.
The Hatchet, and I just literally said it a few minutes ago. That lawnmower that killed the guy's girlfriend was stolen from
Victor Crowley's
shack.
Exactly. I thought you were going to say shower. I'm like, why would he have a lawnmower in your shower?
That's how he trims his pubes.
Ow.
That's the pre-Manscaped 1.0.
Yes. That's how you had to manscape back in the day. It was actually used a lawnmower.
I would totally love to see a little lawnmower shaving the pubes.
Yes.
Speaking of landscape, we'd love for you to sponsor this podcast.
Yes. Yeah, hurry up, Manscaped. We would like for you to sponsor the show along with Wild Secrets if you ever sponsor us one day.
That does not look proportionate at all to a head.
He's going way too advanced with, like, remodeling his dead girlfriend.
This dude looks like Z-grade version of Andrew McCarthy.
He does.
We need to team up with this guy in Herbert West.
Yes. Like, yes. You could probably set this movie in the same universe as Reanimator, if you wanted to.
That would be epic. Because
we already say every movie.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, yeah, I was going to say part two of Reanimator is about creating a woman. So.
Ooh.
From body parts.
Double feature there.
Hmm.
I don't like the fact that all those pictures are crooked. A part of me just wants to go up and just, like, put them correctly on the wall.
Batch, what were you saying before this guy started making out with a photo?
Well, we consider every single movie we watch on this show part of the same universe anyway.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Because we did do Beyond Reanimator, so...
Because we barely ever start a franchise with the first movie until the ones we do.
Exactly.
Until someone messes us up. Like you both have recently.
No, yes, me and Peter both guilty of that.
Oh no, he hides his porn in his books.
Ew.
You know what that means? He's a fucking nerd!
Fucking nerd.
He is a fucking nerd.
Fucking nerd making lawnmowers with remote controls. What's wrong with you?
Is that brain in the fish tank?
I think so. What began as
a
birthday
barbecue ended in a bizarre tragedy.
This is a weird porn.
This is a weird porn.
Oh, wait a minute, they're in New Jersey. Let's go to New Jersey.
That means they're in Tromaville.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
And that's where they team up, Jeffrey and Herbert West, in Tromaville.
Yes.
Why does shit always go down in Tromaville? Why does shit like this always go down in Tromaville?
It just attracts trouble, doesn't it?
It's the town across Tromaville. It's like Springfield and Shelbyville. And also, I would find it very hard to believe that a news crew would actually show like close-ups of blood and guts on the news.
I don't fucking know. Oh my god, the Victor Crowley lawnmower was also a jigsaw trap from Saw.
Oh my gosh.
And we haven't even done that movie yet.
No. If it's ever on Tubi, I'm just making us watch one of them.
Yeah. We'll do the fifth or sixth one.
I don't want to talk about it. What are you talking about?
I love each and every Saw movie, so I'll just enjoy every single one.
Actually, he looks like a more nerdy Jesse Pinkman. You're right. Yo, Mr. White Science, gonna build a bitch.
What he doesn't know was he was the one who knocks.
I think she was the one who knocks because she knocked on his door for the interview.
Ho ho coons.
I don't like this show. Better turn it off. She's got... There's another picture of her in that same pose before.
Louise!
Say Louise Lasser! Hello, everybody.
Hi, Louise.
Hello there.
Your hair's quite neat right now.
This is my conservative look, honey. I had to go to church that day, even though I'm Jewish, but that's beside the point. But anyways, though, yes, I came onto this movie for one day at work. But technically, it took 100 days to shoot because I had a lot of red wine and a lot of pumpkin pie. So, and also, that I'm talking to the skeleton, I thought that was Craven, and I started talking to it, and they started shooting it.
Then you insisted that there be a rotary phone in the scene.
Yes, I insisted, but they didn't apply it, so I was very upset. I had more scenes, and I quit the movie after this scene.
Now, any truth to the rumor there that you wanted to be the freaking hooker in this movie?
Well, first of all, honey, I gotta tell you something that most people probably wouldn't even know. I was gonna make a spin-off movie to this movie about my character. It was gonna be me going around fighting a bunch of male streetwalkers, killing them and putting their body parts together. You know what the movie was gonna be called?
What?
Craven Hooker.
Oh my god.
And he's gonna look exactly like Craven, but it took me a while to find the perfect mustache. I had to kill at least 4 or 5 different escorts with the help of my son Todd and Terry. With Terry doing all the killing.
So help me God, I will have Lewis sue you if he used my likeness in that movie.
Oh, Craven, I just say that all the time, but it never happens because I know how to sweet talk Lewis.
Are you sure?
I've served her with so many fucking lawsuits at this point. Restraining orders, she ignores every single one of them.
Oh yeah, also, there's our son baby Craven in the fish tank right there. Oh, he was not so cute son. Back then.
That's my son.
He was so cute and adorable. He only had the one eye, but I still loved him anyway.
I let Sensitive Victor Crowley babysit baby Craven.
Indeed, but
I think that's a mistake.
Yes. And also, when you kind of realize that my son in this movie kind of looks like my son's Terry and Todd.
A little bit.
He does look like Terry and Todd.
A little bit.
I actually tried to get them both to be in this movie, but they thought, like, we can't do that because one of them has been killing all the crew, so we were not allowed to shoot him on this movie. And what I mean by shooting them, they mean actually shooting them with a gun, not actually shooting them with a camera.
Art the Clown style, right?
Exactly, honey. It's a beautiful movie. It's a love story between a man and his Frankenhooker. Oh, sorry, Franken sex worker. I gotta be more politically correct in this day and age.
Not on this show.
But I did all my research, and it was a perfect movie. So I'm very happy to do not one, but 2 movies on this show this year. But anyway, so, I gotta go make my son a sandwich.
Okay.
Because I just said so in the movie, so I gotta go do it right now. Okay. Along with making some pumpkin pie and maybe some red wine. And then, also, what I do in my spare time in this movie is finger my rotary phone. But that's beside the point. So anyways, I'll see you all later. Bye.
I was really hesitating on when to take a drink. I
promise. Exactly. It's because you never know what's going to pop out of Louise Lass's mouth.
I have no comment.
And interesting trivia about Louise Lasser in this movie.
Okay.
Louise Lasser had just recovered from being sick and hence could hardly speak when she shot her scene talking to her.
Add World Secrets, Add! 1623.
Yes. And to finish this, so Lasser had to redo all her dialogue in post-production.
Oh, poor Louise. There's your microphone, dude.
That's not how microphones work.
So, are you thinking of creating your own Franken Hooker? Well, Wild Secrets has the hookers for you.
Jesus!
and sex products.
And we're back at 1625.
Yes.
That last couple, the three-way, always pops me. Like the two old people with the young woman.
I know, right?
Indeed.
Doesn't matter how old you are, you can still have sexy three-way fun.
Exactly.
Oh, here we
go. Property of Tromaville.
The property of Tromaville.
That made me snort.
We heard it.
See, we should have asked our good friend of the show, Lloyd Kaufman, to come on this episode, even though this movie is not made by Troma at all.
No.
That makes no sense, but sure.
Okay, I'm sure Eric Roberts would be in Frankenhooker too.
Yes.
He probably could play the Frankenhooker.
You need to pitch him on Frankenhooker too.
Yes.
Okay, I'm back here in my own, in my tool shed.
Oh my god. My he could do Frankenhooker 2 meets Stalked by My Doctor.
Yes.
Marcy Batch, I just had the perfect team up. Eric Roberts as Dracula meets Frankenhooker. There we go. It's our modern day Universal Monsters movie.
Mm. They could do team ups.
Exactly.
Because he's the Dracula of our universe. And she's the Frankenstein's monster of this universe.
Mm.
Sorry I'm late. I was talking with Ma.
Ma!
Ah!
And she gave you some pumpkin pie for no reason.
It's not even Thanksgiving. Yeah.
You look radiant. Ew, he's having dinner with a head.
And body parts.
What does everybody want?
Head.
Everybody wants head.
What does everybody need?
Oh god, is he inspecting Quentin Tarantino over with that foot on the table?
Yes. He's going twice.
That's how he wants Tarantino over.
That's not even the same head as the woman! That is not the girlfriend's head. That is a completely different head. It's a, like,
oh,
it's
wasting
a plastic
all of Louise's wine.
No!
She's gonna be so angry.
I hope they're not having pumpkin pie, because LL is gonna be pissed if he finds it, if she finds out that's being wasted.
Oh, they probably ate it all, so there was probably none left anyway.
Well, that is true.
No, he's just eating really gross-looking pizza.
That's just like a cheese pizza with just cheese on it. There's nothing else on it.
That's the most horrifying thing in this movie.
That's like every lactose.
Oh my god.
I'm going to make you a new body with extra big tits.
Does that get the horn?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. To be fair.
I'm going to make you look like the girls from Vice Academy. What?
Visit to the sweet shop. I can make you into anything you want. I can make you the centerfold goddess of the century.
Well, now. The right parts.
It's just the same body in different poses. It's not like they're different bodies.
I don't know. One of those tits looked quite bigger than the other set.
Well, that is true. Those weren't even boobs. Those were gazangas.
Gazangas. Under pressure. Isn't it Franken. Lucky his last name was Franken?
Get it?
I know, right? No, I don't get it. I don't get the joke. What is it? Tell me. I can't handle this dude's accent. I got the gold from the New York and I'm from New Jersey. What are you talking about? They killed everyone in sight,
except for the chaplain. I don't know what his story is meant to be about, so...
Well, time to put my... Well, baby, it's time for you to swim.
That actually looks like the Ninja Terminator wig, and it just fell off!
It is! That is the Ninja Terminator wig! That wig has gotten everywhere this phase of the
show. It was falling off the thing!
Oh yeah, by the way, take this little paper with you in the water.
Why?
I don't know.
Those subtitles are a bit messed up.
Every man's dream is just dating just a head.
God.
No.
I need some boobs and a giant vagina and some big legs.
I mean...
Well, I'm sure Sensitive Victor Crowley can help with that.
I mean, he can easily acquire those parts.
Well, that's what I mean. He's going to ring up Victor Crowley and say, "Hey, Victor Crowley, do you have any spare body parts on your farm that you could, like, send over so I can make a new girlfriend?"
And he's going to say it exactly like that.
Yeah.
Is he going to fuck that doll with his girlfriend's face on it?
I think he is.
He's going to fuck it because he's looking at it very lovingly.
And it's creeping me out. I don't like it.
He looks so sweaty.
That thing is going to give me nightmares. It's so... I just can't look at it. What is this?
Tonight on the weather on the Monster Mash.
It's the spooky weather.
The spooky weather.
Best weatherman ever.
That dude kind of looked like Bill Moseley.
Not enough F-bombs.
Those pictures being so just like not on the hooks properly, I just can't. They're all tilted. It's ruining my life right now.
I think that's where if this movie wasn't him going around getting streetwalkers for creating his new girlfriend's body, this movie could have just been like about the hooks on those pictures.
Mm-hmm. It could have been all about keeping your pictures straight on the wall and level.
Exactly. Hey, I found my just bowling ball.
So he just had a bowling ball with these things in there.
Hey, babe. Hey, baby. What a screw.
Oh, God, no.
I'm waiting for it, Batch. I'm waiting for it.
That's what you get. Excellent.
You don't get the rim shot for that joke.
I'm going to give my girlfriend some hard drilling.
That one's better.
Batch is the joke judge on this show.
Yes. Oh, he's gonna do it to himself. I heard a mind fuck, but this is ridiculous.
I don't know what's going on, and I'm very confused.
Someone kill him. I mean, I know he's going at a very specific point in his brain. That would kill him if you put a drill in any part of your brain.
I don't know what he's doing!
He's trying to make himself smarter, like Homer Simpson?
Yeah.
I don't know!
And also, he just drilled into his own head, and there's no blood coming out!
He's doing it again!
That would pop 4D me. It's like every time he does it, he's like doing his normal thing and blood just like spits out.
But it's not.
I think is he just masturbating by using a drill?
I don't know.
He's trying to come up with a plan.
Yeah. It's so
simple. Is it?
I'm gonna drill in my head. Cause I'm SMRAT.
I think you mean SMRT.
No questions asked. Yeah, SMRAT.
SMRT.
Oh, okay, sorry.
See, you fizzled
out. What's
not
my fault? Love it was
gone while in New York. I'm gonna work as an Uber driver.
Why does he look like Jeffrey Dahmer?
Oh my gosh, he is!
He wishes he was Jeffrey Combs.
We watched a lot of films with street sex workers.
Yes.
No. Beads
cutting out like a mofo.
Beads a robot.
He is a robot. He's just like, I got it. This guy's creeping me out, and I don't like it.
So yeah, this totally connects to Vice Academy.
It does, actually. It really does.
Vice Academy will show up any second there to arrest them.
Oh, he's back, finally. You look
great. Maybe. I had to wait until, Barnett stops even fucking before. Yeah,
no.
He's doing it again. It's doing it again, Bede.
I'm not even talking.
Well, when you did, it cut you out. Oh, boobies!
Whoa, boobie
fair. Boobie fair.
Now tell me, are you Evan Peters or Jeffrey Dahmer? I can't tell the difference.
Is he what?
Are you Evan Peters or Jeffrey Dahmer?
Oh. I thought you said if he was every penis.
Marcy, listen with your ears, not with your eyes.
No, I was...
Oh, she wanted to jump in that car really quickly as soon as she saw that buddy.
Whoa!
Alright, girls. Alright, ladies. We're gonna get in the back of this car. Oh, hello.
Whoa, now.
Why do I get the feeling, like, even in 1990 when this movie was made, like, there wouldn't be that many streetwalkers on a corner in New York. And I'm not working for the Vice Academy.
No.
Allegedly.
He really is coming off like a cop or something.
Yes,
he does. And it's now he's got the glasses on. So now that he's got the glasses on, he really is a fucking nerd.
He's a Jeffrey Dahmer nerd.
Jeffrey Dahmer nerd.
He is.
Like, nerdy Dahmer.
Why did he suddenly need glasses?
He's in disguise.
It's working really well.
He's got to check it with Zorro first.
Let's go to the bar grill.
Grandma's stripping.
Hey, I like the fact that they hire 80-year-old strippers.
Grandmas need money too.
See, Frank and Helen Lotta
is... That's how Aunt May spends her weekend.
Jesus.
How else is she gonna put Peter through college?
Yeah, true. I thought he peed his pants.
He jizzed in his pants.
Why would he leave his money at the bar?
Now I'm gonna leave my money at the bar. Don't touch it.
Yeah,
I don't
right.
Want to look after it.
What is this place?
This is the men's room.
I was gonna say this is the line to the bathroom. Look at all the hair. Look at that. Dude's hair.
There's a lot of hair.
I forgot. This is actually the day of my my wig collection. This is my new show, Wigtastic.
Wigtastic.
Yes.
In the men's bathroom or whoever's bathroom.
Whoa. Yes.
In the paranoid Briggs room.
They're having a cuddle in there.
We try to get some privacy, but the door won't lock.
That's because it's, like, half broken.
Like every, like, men's toilet.
This is the most dilapidated place to go have sex with random people. And buy drugs.
This dude kind of looks...
But that's on
this
point
for this dude kind of looks like... Yeah. This dude kind of looks like one of the back... Was that Jack Nicholson in the background?
Probably was.
It looked like Jack Nicholson. He is right there.
He was just hanging out there that day.
Hi, I'm Jack. I showed up on this movie because I'm Jack Nicholson.
Yep.
Tell how he brands his whores.
Yes. That's why you smoke a cigarette, dude. Here, Jersey boy. What do you do? So he'll fix you up. Wait a second. You're not Daddy Trejo.
It's his it's his Z-grade Danny Trejo.
It's his New Jersey equivalent.
Jesus.
I was gonna say, this dude kinda looks like one of the bad guys from LA Wars.
I mean, he probably is, cause, you know, ties back to everything.
He's probably the brother!
Yeah.
He moved out to New York City.
Yes.
He had to infiltrate over there.
Oh yeah, by the way, fella, call me Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
Or Michael Biehn pretending to be Freddie Mercury.
Yes.
Totally.
Your bag.
Get some crack.
That's Coke, not that Pepsi shit. What, are you crazy?
No, that's Pepsi crack. Oh, I'll take this ad.
What are you, crazy? Wild Secrets.
32:26.
So, do you like to bag streetwalkers in the men's bathroom? Well, we have the products for you at Wild Secrets.
Wild Secrets.
Starring Charles Triple X Xavier.
Use code Frankenhooker. Take it up. Frankenhooker Fleshlight. What the hell
are you? 32:27.
I love the fact that just before the ad came in, like, it's just the timing on this ad on this section
right.
Is amazing.
Yes.
Right. That was amazing. Weird.
This dude looks like Z-grade Eric Roberts.
I'm sure if they asked Alex Eric Roberts, he would have done it.
Mm-hmm.
He would have. Eric Roberts doesn't turn down roles.
Whoa!
He's making his own crack.
He literally is Jesse from Pinkman. Breaking Bad.
Yes. Except it's not blue.
Science.
Science, bitch.
As Professor Science, I say that. As Professor Science, I will say that is some superb science he's doing right there.
Yes. As the professor of all science, you should know.
Speaking of science, time for what's Batch smoking?
What's Batch smoking?
Indeed, what is...
So, Batch is smoking some wedding pie from Back 40.
Ooh.
Nice indica. It's around 20%.
Oh, yes.
Very earthy, very fragrant.
Does it make you feel like it's a cake?
No, because it's a pie.
Oh, a pie. Sorry.
wedding cake is a completely different stream.
Yes, that is true. Does it taste like a wedding pie? Whatever that is.
A little grapey. Yeah.
Oh. Intriguing.
It's good.
Oh, God. I don't...
Well, according to...
Oh, here we go again!
Quit drilling yourself in the head, bud.
What are you doing, bro?
That's not how lobotomies work.
No! That's not how any of that works.
And there's no blood either!
I don't get it. What's going on?
Does he have no blood in his brain?
I don't know. Hell, it's killing them already. I'm scared.
See, that's how he gets off, is drilling into his brain.
Ew.
I'm gonna fuck my own mind.
Ew.
So technically he's poisoning them.
Yes.
Nobody has a gun to their heads!
Ooh, this is harsh. Not the guinea pig.
Yeah, don't touch the guinea pig.
It's a freaking guinea pig.
Oh, dear lord. I don't think that's how that works.
That's not how crack works.
Oh, look at that.
He's gonna get the guinea pig high and on crack.
I think he wants to fuck the guinea pig.
He's totally gonna fuck the guinea pig.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guinea pig, you want me to get you some products for Wild Secrets?
Oh, god. Oh, no.
He's gonna totally fuck that guinea pig.
I'm
look at the
scared.
Ass of that guinea pig.
No!
Oh, it blew up!
Exploded!
That's what happens
that
when you fuck
a guinea pig. Blowed up real good!
That's what happens when you fuck a guinea pig one day left to retirement.
That guinea pig popped and then it died.
Yeah. Died happy.
Yes. Best sex ever!
Kind of a little bit like Voyage of the Rock Aliens.
It kind of does.
What is that outfit and how much for you to wear it, Bede?
That's only two more subscribers.
Oh!
All set. All set, baby.
What the fuck?
We want to play Doctor.
You can call him Jeffrey Dahmer.
Do you think that's why his name is Jeffrey?
I don't know.
I'm going to make the connection. When was Jeffrey Dahmer arrested?
True.
Wrong gender.
This is a man's dream, being in a room full of women. And also, he doesn't work for Vice Academy.
And also, he's not a cannibal, and he's not going to eat your body parts.
Okay, so Jeffrey Dahmer was arrested in 1991, so maybe it's kind of a... So maybe it's... And this movie came out in 1990, so maybe it's kind of a coincidence?
It has to be that he just happens to look exactly like him. Oh, dear.
Oi.
Did you say groin?
Oh! Nipple fair!
Not only could... Hey, not only did we have a close-up shot of a nipple, we have to have an even more of a close-up shot of a nipple with the...
He with the booked microphone. That nipple!
Booped that nip.
Booped a nip.
Can't put that in the preview.
No. Or this.
I like how all the streetwalkers, they're like, just sitting there, just letting him do his thing, and none of them find this weird at all that he's like, literally... looking at all their body parts. Oh, hello! That's an interesting angle. Whoa!
All these are available at Wild Secrets.
Booty fair. I get to draw it on here. I give it a plus. Very good. Oh, very nice. Oh, these ankles are turning me odd. Again, none of them find this weird at all.
This is the easiest money they've earned all night.
Well, it feels like it until they die, I suppose.
No, that is true.
Oh, look at those bazongas. Beat, how much for that pimp's outfit?
Oh, that's one more subscriber.
Oh, God.
Just waiting for my bitches. Name of his autobiography, Zorro. Just waiting for my bitches. Now available on audio.
Just waiting for my bitches. Boop, boop, boop. Bell, bell. Look, Zorro says you're allowed 30 minutes to get your pick, but you gotta pick, the rest of us gotta go.
It's not that I just wanna. It's not only that I wanna pick one of you, I wanna pick parts of you. I can't pick.
Look, I'm sorry. You're all very nice. You've been very nice, but I can't. You've been very nice! Been very nice!
I mean, if Jeffrey wanted to, like, pick a woman, he could have just done this very quickly at some, like in some room or something. It's like, I'll take you. What the hell is he talking about? Or you, and you, and you. I can't choose. Why don't I have sex with all of you?
It's surprised Lena Quigley isn't in this movie.
I'm surprised she isn't in this movie.
That's what I mean.
How does he have unlimited money?
It's his Christmas account.
What do you think's been going on here? Hey, you make a lot of money for like playing around with a brain in a jar. We don't want the money, we
what
want
the hell?
Drugs.
Oh, wow, they really like that stuff.
Drugs, drugs, drugs. Which are good, which are bad.
Wow, these women are now going so ravenous over drugs.
Oh, actually, I get a song for that.
Wow.
There you
the
go.
Dangers of drugs. Is this a... I'll become an ad for Dare. For Dare.
Actually, this film was sponsored by Dare.
Yes. It all makes sense now. Hence why it has something in common with, like, the L.A. Wars.
They're all gonna
die. They're all smoking crack!
Don't smoke it! Don't listen to me! I'm
telling you! I mean, if they all just crack die, you could at least use their body parts, right? Isn't that the point?
That's not how crack works.
That's not how crack works. That's not gonna fit in there!
I don't think any of these women have ever smoked crack in their lives.
I don't know what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Let's fuck out, girls.
Stripping to the for themselves, or
let's take our tits out.
Yep, let's just get the tits out.
Tits out Tuesday.
Tits out Tuesday. Always every week on the Tubi Tuesdays podcast.
Tits out. Hashtag tits out Tuesday.
Tits out Tuesday. Tits out Tubi Tuesdays.
That needs to be a t-shirt. Hashtag tits out Tuesday.
And Babe needs that red wig for his wig collection.
Yeah. Yes.
This is the weirdest party I've ever seen.
Too many horns!
Let's just look at... Whoa!
Oh, whoa!
Let's just look at tits that can do tricks!
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of boobage in this. I think we have another contender for best boobie fair of the year.
Whoa! Crotch fair! Oh.
Christmas camel toes action.
A lot of Christmas camel toe.
Yup.
Uh-oh.
Whoa!
Hey now.
Oh, God.
You girl... Hey, you can't do that. I'm supposed to have sex with you, too.
I don't think he wants to have sex with them.
I just saw the cigarette burn on the film.
I did see that. That was hilarious. You know what that means? This movie is sizzling.
Smoke, smoke, smoke.
Smoke, smoke, smoke. I love that he's wearing, like, what is it, leopard print pants.
Yes. It's very fashionable.
Well, kind of like leopard.
LL just barges in the room. I hear you guys are having a party.
Did somebody say party? Hello, everyone. I'm back.
Oh, dear.
Did I hear an imitator of me?
No.
First of all, that's not what I sound like.
No?
That was me doing an impression of you, Louise.
Now, Lois, you know,
oh,
that's not what
God,
I sound
these
like.
Oh, my God, these horns are exploding all over the place.
Jesus.
You heard of that game, Exploding Cats? Now there's Exploding Horns. That's my new game coming out next week.
Hey.
I can market that game. Exploding Horse. I'm trademarking that tomorrow.
Yes, we're going to make lots of money. But anyways, I got to get
no,
going. I'll
my
right
idea,
back.
Not yours, Louise. You ain't getting a dime of my money.
But it is mine. Look at that leg go flying.
That was a Sam Raimi shot right there.
I know,
that
right?
That really was.
And I worked with Sam Raimi, so I know what I'm talking about.
Well, you were kind of in that film.
Yes, I was.
You weren't really acting in that movie, Louise.
What? Wait a minute. Was I meant to be acting in that movie? I was just being myself.
Wow.
Oh, here comes Zorro. In his Zubas.
Yup.
These are some weird orgasms going on in this scene right now.
All Zorro is missing is a fanny pack and a Ribera jacket.
Oh, God, yes.
Then he'd be wearing the Good Brother outfit.
Yes. I really want to see him wearing that now. Whoa!
Whoa! That escalated quickly.
Those bodies just blew up perfectly proportioned, like everything.
Now, all those women, when their bodies exploded like that, that's like me every time Craven is around, because my body explodes with pleasure.
Oh!
Oh!
Whoa!
Oh!
This is some Sam Raimi shit.
I heard a headbutt.
There's no blood anywhere.
No, it's so bloodless. It's almost like they exploded actual mannequins.
Anyway, so I'm gonna go find that sexy boy Craven so I can make a new Craven hook, if you know what I'm talking about. So I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
I actually have no idea what you're talking about for sure.
No one ever knows what Louise is talking
about. No, not really.
You know, I have a feeling they couldn't afford the... Most of their blood budget was in the opening scene, and that was about it.
Yeah. It was for that lawnmower accident.
But I find it weird that all the mannequins actually look like the actresses playing the streetwalkers, but yet the mannequin of the girlfriend doesn't look anything like her.
No.
Bede, you should probably look into if streetwalker is... A term
sure
that gets
is.
Used, or if it's just sex
sure
worker.
Well, I'm pretty sure a streetwalker is still used.
I don't know. You're the only person I've heard use it.
Yeah, it says right here, streetwalker is a sex worker who seeks clients in the street.
Yeah, but does it say if it's still used?
Let me find out.
I'm just curious. I'm kind of curious.
Is it proper? Is it... Well, at least it's the least offensive term you can figure up for a sex worker. Okay. Is... Still... How do you write this? Is this...
I don't know!
Is it politically correct to call them a
streetwalker? Is it politically correct?
Yes! So...
Ow!
What? What? Oh, just a leg, a nice leg.
That's where the lamp from A Christmas Story
I was from. About to say the same thing. Damn it, you beat me to it.
I don't know.
Like, no one would notice that!
Well, first of all, I am looking on here and I can't see anything whether it says like it's the term streetwalker is politically correct or not.
Okay.
I mean, I've seen words whether prostitute.
Oh, ad.
Oh, ad.
Ad.
48 minutes.
I mean, there's definitely like whether the term prostitute is politically correct or not.
I love how that lady walks up, I mean, wakes up, time to masturbate.
Yeah, pretty much. She should have waked to bake first.
Wake and wank.
Wake, bake, and wank.
Bake and wank.
Hashtag bake and wank.
Bake.
We're back at 48:02.
Hashtag
bacon and wank.
Ooh. Wake, bake, and wank.
Hashtag bank and wank. Hashtag tits out Tuesday.
Yeah.
Put it out there in the universe.
Watch this, that's what drags people to our fucking...
Oh, so he works out all the parts he can use, I get it.
Mm.
Even though I've totally seen this before.
Since I can't find anything that says whether the term streetwalker is politically incorrect or not, I'm still going to use it anyway until...
I don't know, it just sounds like, oh, they just walk the streets.
Well, that's what they do! It's not like they're...
Wait!
At, like, a...
On Urban Dictionary, it says they're a third or fourth class prostitute, usually without a pimp or a brothel.
No one's going to comment on the plate full of boobs that was just there.
That was a lot of plate booby fare. Where are they? Where are the perfect ones? See, I wish I could wake up and just be like, which body parts can I wear today? Oh, I can have some longer legs, so I'm not a hobbit today, sure.
It's Thursday, I feel like a very long leg today.
He's got to make sure he measures them up properly.
He's going to have to do that, because she'll have to have, like, you know, she'll have a club foot or something if her legs are not proportioned.
As a professor of science, I have to say, his science is bullshit.
Those are some horrible feet.
He says bunion, so he's going to have to get rid of the foot.
He's got to do a Paul Bunyan on it.
Ew!
I don't like this. Quentin Tarantino is orgasming somewhere. I'll be right back.
Oh, great. Now when the show gets weird, Marcy's leaving.
When it's going to get weird, but I do need to refill my drink and go to the bathroom and all that.
The show's about to get weird again.
Go down here. Oh, God, I'll see you later. It. Bye.
Welcome to the weird section of the 2B Tuesdays podcast, brought to you by Batch and Bead. Again, that mannequin head is not the girlfriend's head. It doesn't look anything like her.
Well, this is it, Elizabeth. Hey, I'm back. It's me, Sensitive Victor Crowley.
Hello there, Sensitive Victor Crowley. How are you?
I'm okay, but, all these body parts are... Did I do that? Did I do any of these?
You could have, Sensitive Victor Crowley, or at least this guy may have saw your film, Hatchet, and wanted to emulate what you did in that movie.
See, I only give people hugs and love and when they come to my house. I was nowhere near these people.
Indeed, but, what? That's the thing, though. I know you're a very sensitive guy, and you just...
I'm so sensitive!
But do you think sometimes maybe you give a little too much love? Because not only every time you give somebody a hug, their head explodes.
I'm on the side of my cabin. I'm suddenly like climbing now. Let me go deeper. Oh, there I am. So, on the side of, I can't get out of this voice, so I might as well just turn into Kraven. Hey, no, I'm Kraven.
Kraven, have you been sensitive to Victor Crowley this entire time?
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I'm working on my voice. I got two voices. I got Batch and I got sensitive Victor Crowley.
Now, Kraven, how do you feel about everything that's going on? Because with all these sex workers that this dude has accidentally killed, this film, would you do that to, like, any, like, women that you came across in your life?
Now, are you saying that I've killed prostitutes?
I'm not saying you have or have not. I mean, I don't know
what you're saying. Are you saying that in my time I may have accidentally killed a prostitute or two?
Not assuming anything, because, I mean, I don't know what you get up to in your spare time when you're not hunting Spider-Man.
Kraven, are you saying that in my travels I've killed a prostitute or two while they were dressed as Spider-Man?
Yes.
Oh, okay, just checking.
Yes, and I liked how you referred yourself in the third person.
I always do, because Kraven is the best. Kraven has watched only the best movies, unlike this movie. I don't even know. I do appreciate the boobs in this movie, though.
Well, would you do like this guy does and get different parts of women and create the ultimate woman?
Oh, I already have the ultimate woman, and it's not Louise Lasso, I can tell you that.
Well, why do I get the feeling like even if you did what this guy did and had a bunch of body parts from different women, put it together, it would still end up turning into Louise Lasso?
Unfortunately, yes. I am cursed. Danhausen cursed me. I don't even know the guy, but he cursed me.
Well, Kraven, I mean, maybe it's a curse you're going to have to live with. The fact that you and Louise will always be joined to the hip for the rest of your lives.
You know, I'm not really that cursed, because I do have one light in my life.
And who's that?
Me, it's Baby Kraven!
Hello there, Baby Kraven.
Hey, yes, I'm still going to stab you, Bim.
Well, why do you want to stab me for? What did I do?
Oh, like that movie you made them watch a couple times ago.
Was this Hell of the Living Dead again? That was so long ago, Baby Kraven. You weren't even around then when that happened.
I know, but that's your story. It's just like Brett Batch and Mr. Jingles, whatever that movie is. Tiger, well, he hates that movie.
Now, Baby Kraven, have you done a DNA test to prove it if you are Louise Lasser's son or not?
No, Louise is not my mom.
I have a feeling she might be.
My mom may or may not be a dead prostitute that looks like Spider-Man.
Are you sure that it's your mum's not the brain in the jar that we saw earlier?
No, she's better looking than that. She has a much better looking brain.
Now,
wow, this guy's really committing to the Frankenstein bit.
Yeah, I know, right? It's almost as if this movie is just being a parody of Frankenstein.
Freddy's co-hosting now.
And I'm back.
Hi, Fred.
And that's the end of the bit.
That's the end of the bit.
Oh, sitting. Was Freddy sitting up? Oh, I see Freddy.
We could have included Freddy Freddy in the conversation.
Freddy. I didn't even know he was sitting on this seat.
I've got to sit down, mate. Thanks, Freddy. Anyways.
So, if this movie is called Frankenhooker, or Frankensex Worker, the politically correct term. So, like, Frankenstein, the original movie, had a sequel called Bride of Frankenstein. Does this mean that the sequel to this movie will be called Groom of Frankenhooker?
Yes. Yes.
Frankenhooker 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Yes!
Yes.
Love it.
Yes.
Love it.
Where all the prostitutes have to band together to save a youth center,
yes,
by blowing people.
No, no, it's not a youth center. They have to save a brothel. There we go.
I mean, that works.
They have to save the brothel.
That used to be the youth center. It was turned into a brothel.
Yes.
So now that's going to get demolished and be made a parking lot. So now all the hookers have to get together.
Yes. Whoa.
Through song.
Oh, hello.
Well, hello, Frankenhooker.
That's why they gave her the giant ass at the beginning of the film, so that way you wouldn't recognize her.
Mm.
That is true. What? What?
Got any money? Whoa!
Oh, shit.
That escalated quickly.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, she does have club feet.
I kind of want big platform, like, Mary Jane shoes like that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, she's got, like, platform shoes, but they're huge. They look at the size of the soles on them.
Yeah, they're called platforms. They're Spice Girl shoes, Bede.
Now, yes. In, for the purpose of equality, Marcy, how many subscribers for that outfit?
Look, I'll wear that out. I'll dress like Frankenhooker if we get 5 more subscribers.
Okay.
I'm going to add that to the Patreon as one of the goals.
Halloween is coming up.
Yes. If we have 5 more subscribers, I will cosplay as Frankenhooker whenever that happens. And Bede will, for a whole episode, wear the Ninja Terminator wig because we're going to buy it.
Yes. Yes. Okay. See, this I can approve.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the third act now, so.
Yeah. Well, according to, like, trivia, Frankenhooker finally comes into the movie about 56 minutes into the film.
Yeah, is that where we're... Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm trying to remember, is that how long it took, like, the Bride of Frankenstein to pop up in...
She turns up really late in the film. Mm.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, I know it's, like, very late into the movie she pops in.
Mm. And that kid who was looking at Frankenhooker, that's Bede when he sees a girl. A woman. A lady.
I mean, what?
Yeah.
I mean, what?
He just sweats in his t-shirt on the train. She got out. Don't think she's there, dude.
Oh, yeah, by the way, another bit of trivia about this movie. His... like, girlfriend, Elizabeth, her last name is Shelley.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not subtle at all. Oh, man, what happened to my Frankenhooker? Oh, gosh, jeez. Oh, my gosh, jeez.
Dude.
You should have taken the big wheel.
Dude. Do.
That looks like Sam Raimi's car.
He is. Yeah, sure, honey.
I think that's how Louise asks for dates.
This is straight out of the Louise How to Pick Up Men.
It is. Book. It really is.
Eddie got run over by a car.
Her facial expressions are the best. No, they just want to be your OnlyFans photographers.
Gaiku Kaiju!
Also, Jeffrey, we only have a few minutes left of this movie. Isn't that the guy from Human Centipede 2?
Might be.
Meanwhile, the Vice Academy.
Meanwhile, here were all the other sex workers weren't killed.
Yeah, right. I thought some of them were in that party, but apparently not.
These were the rejects. They weren't chosen because they weren't good looking enough.
Apparently. They didn't have the right body parts.
Oh, he's in sweatpants now and jeans. No, wait.
Is that a different guy?
Oh, it's a different guy. Oh, it's a different guy. I thought it was the pimp.
No, it's not Zero.
That guy could have been played by Lloyd Kaufman.
Could have been.
Could have been. That's a missed opportunity.
That could have been Danny DeVito.
Yes.
Been. Now, Marcy, now, we've had seen Basket Case on this show.
Yeah.
Is this the same motel from Basket Case?
I reckon it is. It looks a scummy.
I think it is.
I love how, like, the shift in tone from, like, Basket Case to this is so different.
Mm.
Like, they're still kind of silly, but, like, in different ways.
Yeah, well, I think with Basket Case, that one was definitely being, as silly as that movie is, it's definitely a straight-up horror film, while this is definitely more of a horror comedy.
Yeah, this is kind of almost like a spoof, almost.
Hmm.
I'm pretty sure this is just how Beed is on dates.
Whoa!
Boobs!
Boobies again.
Purple nippy fair.
There's a lot of purple going on.
It's like this dude is like,
Is that his cum face?
Ew.
That's his vinegar strokes.
Why is there a tick on her bum?
Yeah,
why does she have no scars over her body?
Mm. Oh, because I thought there'd be more scars since there's different body parts.
Yeah, there's a couple, but
I thought there'd be more.
This is a bit steamy.
Literally.
Wild Secrets presents
Frankenhooker.
It's the deathbed! They're fucking on the deathbed!
Oh, shit! No. We knew that deathbed would show up again.
Oh.
It's very electric.
Oh.
That's a new trick.
Oh, he blew up! I heard a blowing below, but this is... I heard of an epic orgasm, but that was ridiculous.
Yeah, sorry, I laughed over your joke, Beed.
I know. It happens on occasion.
It does. We get very excited on this show.
Just like the people in this movie.
Yeah, when especially explode. When they see cocaine. I mean, crack.
Crack.
Big crack crystals.
Hey, are you Batman or Rutger Hauer?
Are you Batman or Rutger Hauer?
That does look like Rutger Hauer.
It does look like Rutger Hauer!
It does.
He even sounds like Rutger Hauer.
Are we sure that wasn't Rutger Hauer?
I'm gonna find out.
I don't think it was.
I don't think it was, but it looked exactly like him, though. It was freaky.
The blown up man.
She gave him the best bag of his life. Literally.
She's taking his money.
Okay, just... that wasn't Rutger Hauer.
No.
No.
It was ripoff Rutger Hauer. Yes. What the hell is that guy?
Look at his hair.
Ew, you can smell the grease on him.
I know, there's way too much product in his hair.
Ugh. It's Italian Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Ew.
Wee.
I feel gross right now. It is the literal kiss of death. Goes his dummy head.
And nobody cares.
That was actually the head that fell off the dummy from Shocking Dark.
Oh, ad.
1 hour, 5 minutes, 24 seconds. And we're just getting World Secrets ads
time
today.
Time to flick that bean.
Yes it is. Apparently. Allegedly. It's time to wake, bake, and wank.
It's almost like she's like going to the vibrator here, smell this.
Do you like what you smell?
Ew. Oh shit, we have a different kind of ad now.
Oh, what is this ad?
It's for health insurance. But people are jumping around for some reason.
That dude with the crutches shouldn't be jumping around.
No. Have you been masturbating too much from Wild Secrets? You need health insurance.
Yes!
Oh, and there's a dog!
Don't do that to your dog.
Because shit happens in life.
Oh, it's Idris Elba! Oh,
hello! Hello, Idris Elba. Real. I mean, what?
Oi, Alice.
Is this a Wild Secrets ad?
Oh my god. Yes.
I'm here to add more sexiness.
Get your Idris Elba butt plug.
Ordering it right now. We're 1 hour, 5 minutes, 29 seconds. Also. A tall purple girl. Whoa, they have enemas. And barbed wire.
I don't want to know what they use the barbed wire for.
I don't want to know what they're using the feathers for.
They're all gone. They're dead. No, they're not. They're coming back.
They're going to be back in a couple of weeks. What do you fucking know about this? Who's this guy? You should wear that pimp outfit.
That's the Godfather.
I kind of have a... I already do have a pimp outfit at home.
Well, how come you haven't worn it for us yet?
Well, it's in storage back at my parents' place.
Oh, well, you should have organized that already.
Well, there's photo evidence of me in that pimp outfit.
Aww.
I like how she just walks around and is like, you want some company?
And just pushes people
around.
Got
any money?
Well, she doesn't know what she's doing.
Oh, she's totally like, wee! Out in the danger zone. Oh, right, wrong song. Oh, yeah. Hi, it's that 80-year-old stripper. I've been dancing up here for 4 weeks. I haven't stopped.
It's his only girl he's got left.
It really is.
That'd be hilarious if Jeffrey's money is still on the counter and still hasn't
been touched. Yes. Apparently their food budget just consisted of big pretzels.
Yes. And Budweiser.
Apparently. Allegedly.
Did somebody say Jones? Her facial acting is amazing.
It is. What the hell?
Did pretzels. Somebody say pretzels?
Did somebody say pretzels?
Pretzels good.
He's I'm surprised we haven't made these pretzels a making me thirsty joke yet.
These pretzels are making me sound like a dog.
These pretzels are making me sound like Freddy when I have food. Are you
gonna take my temperature, Doc? I bet you got a big thermometer. Oh, Jesus!
Did you just say a dick thermometer?
a big thermometer.
Oh, I was going to say a dick thermometer.
Well, that was the idea behind what she was saying.
Essentially, yes. I like the fact that, like, every part of her body is still the same skin color tone, despite the fact that it was like all the, you know, sex different. Workers, street workers.
You say that, but she does workers. Have a dark piece on her arm, and her face is like really white.
Call them what they were, hoes.
I did.
No.
Well, they didn't tell you they were all from the Godfather's hoe train.
They were.
Actually, you know, we need an opinion on this. Russell, are you there? G'day, folks. Gosh. Russell Crowe's back.
Oh, hi.
I don't know why I'm here. I mean, I don't sleep with sex workers because I'm Russell Crowe. Russell, but if okay, I did, they'd be known as Crowe's hoes. There we go.
Okay, I was going to say, what are they, streetwalker, bitches, or hoes?
They're called Crowe hoes. They're just like Russell Crowe. They don't take shit. And if you try to steal them of money, they'll throw a phone at you. And a rotary phone as well.
Because they're a bit heavy. And they
love crack.
Now, do crow's hoes love crack?
Indeed. Just ask my friend Tugger.
Okay.
That's why I'm always going around the world fighting on top of Tugger, because he's so high on crack that he wants me to literally ride on his back.
Oh, this is going to escalate quickly.
This is going to escalate very quickly.
Anyways, I gotta get going. I gotta go star in Taika Waititi's next film. I'll see you all later. Bye.
That was very random.
I know, right?
This guy's gonna explode.
He is. Whoa!
I got chills. They're multiplying, literally.
Yeah, for real. How is no one seeing that? Whoa!
Whoa!
Oh, that's a digital effect.
That did escalate quickly.
Was that Trey Parker back there in a wig?
Is that Burt Reynolds?
Yes. Don't mind me, I'm just reading the script.
I think so. He's reading something, alright.
Also, do you know any sex workers who use barbed wire?
Yeah, what is up with that?
Stay away from them.
I think he literally is, like, in the universe of our Phase 2, is like the brother of one of the bad guys from LA Wars.
Yeah. Whoa! That escalated quickly.
This movie escalates quickly.
It does.
Fire up the smoke machine!
Whoa!
I'll just duck under here.
Yeah, apparently.
And then all of a sudden, Basket Case shows up. Even though that's not the character's name.
Yeah, we just call him Basket Case.
Yes.
Elizabeth, will you marry me?
She's very electrified.
Now I can see who's coming up behind me.
Oh, God. That was...
Watch your back.
Oh, God.
I like looking at it from this angle.
So he can just get away with all the murders and whatever and making a new
person.
There are
no... Because apparently there's barely any cops in this movie.
Or none at all. Why does he narrate everything he does? Like, he literally does. Oh!
Oh.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, oh, he's coming back to life.
I hear stuff. That's amazing.
Whoa.
It died and came back to life.
Oh.
You guys totally cut out for me, so I missed your joke.
Your feet is broken up. Oh, there we go. It's back.
Yeah,
it's
missed all your jokes, I'm sorry.
No, it was your connection.
Yes, but I'm the one recording, so it missed out on you guys.
I'm recording.
Yeah, it keeps cutting out, and I don't know why.
That'd be hilarious.
It keeps cutting out. I'm sorry, guys.
It's okay.
I blame the Melbourne weather.
It probably is, to be fair. Okay, well, whatever happened, I'm sorry everybody missed out.
Oh. There it goes.
Yep, it's totally cutting out. I apologize to everybody. It happens sometimes. I literally have no internet.
I don't know what...
Apologies, my internet cut out, so... Elizabeth, I know you're
not a hooker. This may be the one time where we have to actually edit shit on the show.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm gonna have to. Why in the world did you ever say anything like that, Jeffrey? Oh god, I hope it doesn't cut out again. Oh, someone's cutting out for me.
Oh, here we go. You don't
remember? Yeah, you guys are cutting out so bad. You guys have cut out for me really badly. I can just hear you laughing and I don't know why.
And it's frozen again.
Yes. And just towards the end of the movie, too.
I don't even know if you guys can hear me at this point.
I think it probably is the connection.
Yeah, it's totally your connection.
Yeah, it's my connection. You can't even hear me. This is a fun podcast.
You can do it, boss. We believe in you.
It's not my fault.
Then the Frankenhooker killed the doctor.
And now the movie's not working. Oh my god.
That boss is back to whom?
This is, I apologize. I don't know what's going on.
Your connection just hit the shit to bed there.
It has a little bit. Alright, hopefully,
Oh, she's double it!
Yeah, she's actually Elizabeth now.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's a bit of a horrible thing to say.
No. Hey now.
That's all.
Hey
that's
now.
All Louise Lasser.
Yeah. Oh, I feel bad this is totally stuffed up. I'm sorry, guys.
That's alright.
It's okay.
Shit happens.
We'll...
That's why we record a backup. Oh, yes. Oh, Sweet. Shit. That just hit like...
Oh. That escalated very quickly.
Now listen here, I'm Zorro, I know what I'm talking about, and I'm gonna talk like Scarface, so, yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Who's this one?
I think all the other body parts are gonna come alive, I think.
Did
somebody say sweet rock?
Sometimes you smoke some crack.
I'm confused, but sure. Sure,
they're
sure.
They're all coming back to life because they can smell the crack.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Because like... apparently all sex workers or street walkers or whatever, they love crack.
And there's boobies just in that thing, just
Whee!
Waddling around.
I always do love their crack.
Oh, God.
Death by foot. Oh.
Oh dear god, whoa! What happened there?
Oh my god.
Whoa!
Ah!
The thing type of shit going on here.
Mm. Has Herbert West been here?
Yeah, I think so.
Probably.
Give us a kiss, love.
Ew.
I just
we want the crack.
I just don't know how to work any of this out.
This is kind of like a smaller budget version of the ending of Society.
Yeah, right? Whoa!
Come in the box with us like basket case.
Well, I think he's dead.
They're gonna happen to cuddle.
Yep. What?
Don't forget the crack.
Well, that was fun.
She's like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, I'm trying to wonder what the fuck happened. Oh, Jeffrey.
At least there's a little bit of blood in there. Mm. That's the first blood we've seen in the movie.
Yeah, Jeffrey, wake up.
So, how does she know how to put body parts together and bring them back?
Because she was meant to get married to him.
Hmm.
And also science.
Yes.
All she did was put that thing on her head and she worked it out.
Yeah, it turns out you're not supposed to drill yourself in the brain, genius.
And also, if you put those things on your head, it makes you smarter. Oh, he's got boobs now. Elizabeth, these ain't boobs, they're kazangas!
They're bazangas! I couldn't reuse your old body or even Zorro, so naturally I had to make some changes. Whoa!
Whoa! Oh.
Whoa! Where's my Johnson? What did you do to me,
Elizabeth? Granted, what
I did, man. I like how at the very last minute this movie kind of throws in the sort of
social commentary. It's like, you know, I didn't ask, Jeffrey, I didn't ask to be brought back to life and have body parts from different women attached to me.
Mm.
So I'm giving you your own medicine.
Mm.
Hey, you should be happy. You got boot. Hey, he should be happy because, you know, I mean, who wouldn't want big boobs?
I mean, wow. Seriously, everybody would love boobs like that. Oh my god, coming up next on Tubi, we've got...
It's House of a Thousand Corpses.
It's got House...
Don't fuck in the woods. Don't fuck in the woods.
Possessed by the night. There you go.
Yes.
Don't fuck in the woods, brought to you by Wild Secrets.
Yes.
Or in that case, do fuck in the woods.
Yeah, they've got the products. They've got the products for you.
Exactly.
And that's the end of that movie.
Yes, that was the end of Frankenhooker. Oh, sorry, Franken Sex Worker, sorry.
Yes.
Frankenho.
Franken something. Frankenstein Sex Worker.
Yes.
Or Jeff Franken makes a sex worker with the head of his girlfriend. Something like that.
I don't think you can fit that on the poster.
Probably not. But yes. That was this week's film, as chosen by me. So thank you for listening. And if you're watching on the Patreon, thank you for your support and all of that goodness. You can always find us at supermarcy.com. All the information is there, and you can check the show notes as well. You can find all our links at linktr.ee/the2btuesdayspodcast. And of course, you can subscribe to us on Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. And if you want to find me, I'm available on Twitter at supermarcy, and I'm also on the Letterboxd at super_marcy. Bede, over to you.
Well, people will find me. Yes. sorry to interrupt. If people want to find me personally, they can find me on my Twitter page at twitter.com/BedeJermyn, which is BedeJermyn. And you can also find me at my Letterboxd account at letterboxd.com/BedeJermyn. And you can also find all my work over at supermarcy.com with my reviews and columns.
Indeed. And Batch, what about you?
You can find me every Tuesday on Web Tales, the Spider-Man podcast, where me and Mark Chevalier recap all the classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to present day. Also subscribe to Pop4D on Facebook and the socials.
Excellent. Be sure to do all that good stuff, people. And yes, we'll see you next Tuesday for another episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. Good evening.
See you, everyone. See you next Tuesday, everyone. Bye.
In 1931, the world was horrified by the motion picture Frankenstein. In 1935, horror turned to terror with The Bride of Frankenstein. In 1990, the makers of Basket Case and Brain Damage bring you...
Want a date?
Frankenhooker. Jeffrey Franken has a plan.
I just want to bring you back, Elizabeth.
He has the ingenuity.
I need female body parts.
He has everything he needs, except the raw materials.
Just hold still. Excellent. Oh, my God. Bunyan!
Wow! Jeffrey's creation is alive.
Looking for some action?
Oh, yeah.
She's sexy.
Want a date? You going out?
I'm on my way home, but thanks anyway.
And she's sutured to please.
Listen, I'm looking for a very tall, attractive woman. She's purple. She's got fresh scars on her.
She's in the bar!
Now, a motion picture like no other. A tender story of love and romance.
Want a date?
A gripping tale of lust and revenge. Frankenhooker.
Incredible.
Some assembly may be required.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.